Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be.
Good day to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. It's 7 after the hour. Let's not waste a minute of your time getting right to what's going on here. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Molly on duty, at your service, on your side, with the latest items, including the continuing probe into who actually got the shooters all sort of jigged up. Is that a good expression? My grandmother used to use that. I don't even know what it means. Anyway, getting them worked up, probably. The story from Garland, Texas, where Ms. Geller... Is Ms. Geller married, by the way? Do we know that about her?
Pamela Geller?
Yeah, is she married?
Yeah.
We found out a little about her. She came from New York. She has two of these organizations. I'm wondering how much money she's making from the 501c3s that she's running. And I also want to know if she's married, has children, a family.
She's 56 years old.
Yeah.
New Yorker.
Divorced.
I can't imagine that.
Poor guy.
Imagine, yeah, I was going to say.
Four kids.
Four. How old are they?
It doesn't say.
We'll talk to them when they get out of therapy.
All right. Oof. All right, so anyway, are these two guys from ISIS, or are they loners? ISIS says, we're responsible. Investigating doesn't suggest that that's the case, though, is it, Molly?
They're kind of taking responsibility, but they're saying that they're their brothers and that they're following them.
Brothers in spirit.
Yes.
I've heard is that they put out a call. They knew about this of ISIS, the group ISIS. They have a radio platform, believe it or not.
Really?
ISIS is very
the ISIS radio show.
ISIS
morning radio.
I know. It's wacky morning radio. Oh, bomb.
That's good, Jennifer.
Mid-morning beheadings.
That's right. Yeah. So they have apparently this radio platform.
Afternoons will short sheet your bed.
There we go.
That's right.
Welcome to ISIS Morning Radio, everybody. Let's see what's going on about the traffic and weather over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of jets in the sky.
Traffic and weather on the tens on ISIS Radio.
So it sounds weird, but they're a very advanced group. You know, they use social media very well. They know how to market themselves. So they knew about this event, excuse me, ahead of time, because Pamela Geller, I actually interviewed somebody about this. She does these events in response to events that she feels take away her freedom of speech. So then she puts out these events to represent freedom of speech, I guess.
There was an event
that was very on the fringe, very Muslim-centric, very Islam-centric, that had just happened in Garland, which is why she chose that as a backdrop for this event. Mm. So the ISIS people knew she was planning it. They've been following her. She has a very big security detail of her own because she's under constant threat. And they put out this messaging saying, hey, destroy Texas. There's this big event in Garland, Texas. And so these two who happen to be in Phoenix are thought to have picked that up on social media, on some of the ISIS networks, saying, hey, destroy Texas. That's why it wasn't very planned out. I mean, that's why it was kind of a failure. My thought is ISIS wouldn't have claimed these guys because it wasn't a successful event for them.
All right, next, Baltimore, or as they say there, Baltimore. How do they say it, Richie? Baltimore.
You got to follow up every sentence with hun.
Okay, hun. So, what's the latest? Not anything new on Freddie Gray's death, but another family has surfaced. Fellow who died after being paralyzed. Pretty much the same story as Mr. Gray, riding in the back of a police van. The family of this fellow wants to reopen the case. His name was Don D. Johnson. He was a plumber, arrested in 2005 for public urination, died after he was injured in what was described as a quote-unquote rough ride, in which the police van was deliberately driven erratically. The family sued the police department for they got an award of $7.4 million, but all they got was $216,000 because of some legal wranglings. The city has an ordinance that says if you sue the city, all you get out of us is $216,000.
Right. There's a cap.
Yeah. But during the trial, this is what's more interesting. A policeman testified that rough rides were a quote-unquote unsanctioned technique of the police department.
This is going to get crazy.
Because you're going to have people like this all over the place.
In D.C., in D.C. here, they are redefining what it means to assault an officer. So right now, if an officer tries to handcuff you, and you take your arms and you put them all the way out and you stiffen your arms, they consider that assault.
Great.
And so what they're saying now is if you we won't consider that assault anymore. Or if you, I think it was spitting or something like that, blowing.
That should be assault.
That should be assault. So what we're going to get to the point is here where people can actually just hit a cop. And a cop's
and it's
not
no
allowed
big deal.
To arrest them.
Well, look at the hypocrisy that we've seen this week. I mean, you had that officer in New York who was assassinated, shot in the face, and died, 25 years old.
And you wonder
a
why
white
cops
cop
act
shot,
the way they do.
Yes, shot in the face by a career criminal who happened to be African American. You don't hear one peep. There is no protest. There is no riot. Why is that? Why aren't people upset that a 25-year-old kid gets shot in the face?
Because there's two different standards, two different ways of thinking
about
this
stuff.
Because
people don't give a rat's about cops' lives.
Yeah.
No, because there's no cover-up here. It is what it is. This horrible, awful guy shot a police officer who was doing his job and killed him, and that's the story.
And that's okay. We've accepted that.
No, it's not okay.
Right.
It's horrible.
But
like
why
I just
said. Jennifer is saying, why isn't there protest? And Molly's got a good answer because all the answers are there. It's clear what went on. So why are you suggesting that white
But aren't we protesting the death? I mean, aren't we I mean, there was no cover-up in Baltimore.
No,
I mean,
no.
They pressed charges right away.
We're protesting treatment, not the death. I think there's
okay, well, we should protest the treatment of this dead cop.
I'm with you. I'll go march with you, Rich, because I think, you
there'll
know.
There'll be two of you there.
Sadly, that's probably true.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm, you know, you may be able to get the people that listen to the Salem station in New York all worked up about it, and they'll show up. I get, what's his face, the Guardian Angel, what's
he's not on Salem anymore.
No, he's not. He's back over at
WABC.
He'd be there. He'd show up. All right, 15 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Covell built a billion-dollar ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast. It's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 5 proven methods today to totally discourage any female from ever wanting to experience the open road on her own bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own motorcycle. 1. Never buy a chick hot biker clothing. It'll only whet her thirst for the open road. 2. Ignore the cool machines you both see parked nearby. 3. Keep her away from communicating with other lady riders. 4. Never teach her the basics. And the final way to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own scoot. Never divulge the secret that chicks who run on 2 wheels instantly look incredibly hot.
Hot girls in love.
Yes, none of this worked for me. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you ever pretend you're someone you're really not? Well, researchers know at least 4 places where everyone puts on airs and tries to come across as better than we really are. Here's the science of it. Researchers have found that the following places prompt a change in our behavior for the better. For instance, at the front desk of a snazzy hotel everyone puts on airs, we take on the tone of the establishment. In the employment line, we try and pretend that we don't belong. In a new car showroom, we hold back, act as if we know what we're doing to get a great deal. Finally, in the principal's office, we're not responsible for any bad behavior. What's the cheap psychological trick? If these places bring out the best in you, then you're capable of behaving more responsibly other places, too. Has this ever happened to you? Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us. He has one of the best newsletters, medical newsletters I've ever seen. It's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman, with two Fs, drhoffman.com. Keep yourself apprised of many of the things from the alternative side that are important to know. So I have this product that we're talking about on the air. A lot of people are asking me questions about the functions that people have when they're doing their number two. Squatty Potty is the name of the product, and it's being touted as a great thing for moms because it's a Mother's Day week thing. And this product, the Squatty Potty, was created for a woman who had had seven children. She had a problem with constipation and hemorrhoids. So why would that necessarily, why this, the Squatty Potty raises you, put on top of the toilet, it raises you up so that you're, it looks like you're doing a squat in terms of working out at the gym. Your butt is sort of level instead of sitting down, which is a better way to poop, I'm told, right? Is that, well, how does it work?
Yeah, it's basic anatomy, because you know, especially women, and especially after multiple pregnancies, there's a relaxation or weakening of what are called the puborectalis muscles, the muscles that support the pelvic floor.
Write that down, Richie.
I've been working my puborectalis muscles out.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can do Kegel exercises, which help that. But also the act of squatting actually helps to compress those muscles and compensates for weakness. And, you know, they even talk about birthing, you know, in the squatting position. You know, this is actually one of the traditional ways of birthing in, you know, parts of the third world.
Right.
And so there may be a rationale to this product, you know, because it actually may permit better compression. You know, a lot of people are sitting.
Well, the point maybe as well that it would be the better position for all of us to take when we're eliminating that way. Yes,
exactly. Well, it is actually the traditional position, so to speak. You know, if we're talking, you know, paleo diet, we can talk about paleo pooping, because basically it was like a hole in the ground, or not even a hole in the ground. You know, go back in the woods and, you know, do your business.
And use a leaf to wipe yourself off.
So, you know, this is a return to our traditional roots, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who have heard that now, and you hear the medical explanation for doing it, and you want a Squatty Potty for your mom, you can text Doug to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511.
Beats a bouquet of roses, right?
You know, that's kind of trite. Maybe put thing. Roses with it, if you will.
Exactly, in the Squatty Potty.
All right, so breastfeeding, lowering breast cancer recurrence. Is that a no-brainer? Or, I mean, it would seem if you're cleaning out your breast, that's better for you.
Exactly. The idea is that the breast is not designed to have, like, continuous stimulation with hormones, and that pregnancy and nursing allows the breast to do what it's intended to do, to go through various cycles of hormonal change. And unless that happens, the breast may be bathed in harmful hormones that promote cancerous cell growth. So, you know, having multiple kids, maybe it's not 100% protection, but somewhat protective against breast cancer.
All right, 10 seconds on the fluoride water level. Feds say take it out. Yes?
No, they say they're just saying lower it a little bit because it causes tooth mottling. Look, I'd like to see it out. But
me too.
It's at least some progress.
Yeah, right. No fluoride in the water. There should be all kinds of protests about that. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.